Former Auto Union Workers President Accused of Embezzling $1 Million. By Catherine Rodriguez on March 5, 2020. Federal prosecutors have accused former United Auto Workers, UAW, President Gary Jones of embezzling more than $1 million for his personal gain. The Detroit Free Press reported Thursday that Jones might plead guilty in the weeks ahead, as several former aides have already admitted to embezzling UAW funds for personal use. Jones faces two counts, one where he allegedly conspired to embezzle union funds, and one for reportedly using an interstate commerce facility to engage in racketeering. Jones is expected to cooperate with prosecutors in a deal where he would help them investigate some current and former top union bosses, including current UAW President Rory Gamble. The investigation so far has reached many top UAW executives and reportedly pushed the Auto Workers Union to a federal takeover because of all of the corruption, the Detroit News reported. Last year, the union was accused of bribing top UAW executives to allow newer workers to get paid less to cut costs. Jones resigned from the UAW in disgrace in November before members were looking to oust him over the embezzlement scheme. The Free Press reported that several court papers showed that he was one of several top union bosses who embezzled more than $1 million and spent it on meals, cigars, and other goods. He is the latest in a long list of people charged in the embezzlement scandal, Viv reported.